to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, we've had some people kind of ask this kind of question. If I go to a massage therapist or I have like a standing appointment with my chiropractor, maybe it's weekly or biweekly, does that take the place of anything I'm doing for self-care? Like, can that take the place of that?
No. But you, like, it would be nice.
Yeah.
So, and really what's interesting is now it's really normal. You know, like people right. go to the chiropractor, they go to the physical therapist, and there's a lot of like, there's so much more body work than there used to be. Like massage used to be only about like relaxation, for example, except now there's sports massage, right? So like you finish a race and immediately there's like table set up for massage. So right. now the idea of using things like, oh, and there's massage guns and there's, you know, so much stuff now. So ideally, right, you would have a PT and a chiro. And my challenge, what I tell people is like, you definitely need that and use it and all that great stuff, but you still have to do daily work. Like it is daily work for your body to stay so that you don't feel like you would love to use chiro and PT as a preventative and for maintenance, not to go and like, oh, my hip's hurting. I need to see my chiro. Right. So then you go and right. you see the chiro and they adjust you and you feel really good. And then like a week two later, maybe even longer, you're like, oh, there's that hip again. And then your chiro is like, what were you doing in between? Right.
Right.
Or you hope they say that. Or even PT. So this is kind of a funny story. I took a clinic from a physical therapist. This was years ago. And he did his thesis on people's memory of the exercise. So like, you know, you go to PT and they're like, here are things you should do at home. And by the time you get to your car, you already forgot. And maybe they give you like a sheet of paper, right? Or probably now it's a PDF, but you know, back in the day. And then you'd be like, you go home and do these. So he said for his dissertation, his PhD, he figured out that if he gave people three exercises, they were way more likely to remember them. Like one, you just forget. Two, you forget the other one. And for some reason, the three would be more cohesive. Mm-hmm. But it also made him feel like, there's so much to do. You know, like it's interesting because you want them to fix it. Like, I just came to you. Why do right. I also have to do all of this stuff on top of it?
Exactly.
And I was the same, you know, I always laugh because, you know, I've been exercising all my life. And didn't luckily, found ways to prevent injuries and things like that. And I used to kind of think stretching was for old people, you know, especially when I was in my late 20s, early 30s. And as you get older, guys, and you can't help it, you need all that. You need the stretching, you need the recovery, all that. But it is funny because I was the same. I'd never been to a chiropractor. And the first time I went, I was like, all right. You know, and the guy was like, it's not like a one-time thing, but if you've ever had a really good adjustment, you feel so good, right?
Right.
And so I think for not everyone, but for a lot of people, if you go to the chiro and you feel good, then you go back to doing everything you're doing. And then when you don't feel good again, you go back to the chiro. In your mind, I think you're thinking, I'm just getting fixed when I need. But boy, right. wouldn't it be nice if you still got that same great feeling when you went, but you were doing stuff in between where you didn't feel like, oh, I can't wait to get there. I'm starting to get that twinge, I guess is a good right. way to kind of think about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So basically, if I'm adding, say, massage 1 week and chiro the next week, I still need to warm up. I still need to do my self-care in between. But is that like too much? Like, should I not waste my money?
No, I mean, I think if you have a great relationship with someone and a working relationship with your PT and chiro, fantastic. And the ones that don't, like me, for example, I live in Dallas now. I used to live in Austin. And when I lived in Austin, I had a PT
relationship and I had a chiro relationship where I referred people for a trade out. A lot of trainers do that. So okay. So if I needed to go get an adjustment with the chiropractor, I could. And with the physical therapist, same thing. Like if I just felt off or something. But the neat part is both of them let me learn through my own clients. So like if I had someone with an injury and I had the time, I would go with them to the PT and the chiro and learn some of the exercises that they needed to do. And also why they were getting into this situation. Like when you find people that are really amazing with movement, it is really different. Because if I just go to the chiropractor and they say, oh, well, you have a tight hip, for example. Right. And we're going to do this and that. And then next time your hip hurts, just come see us. Or you need to come this many days a week until we get it unstuck or whatever. You're not really learning anything. So for me, it was like, well, the reason that they're, why is their hip so tight? Well, because of this and that. So I, by the way, most chiros would probably agree with me. So much of our issues are from our posture, right? How we sit, how we stand, mm-hmm. right? But we go in with injuries from movement, like, oh, my knee hurts when I run, right? So then you're working on your knee or whatever, wherever the injury is. And I'm like, well, really the reason you have this knee injury, RunRx always comes to the conversation, but the reason you have most of these pains is because you're running wrong, you're standing wrong, you're walking wrong, and you're sitting wrong. And wrong is maybe not the word to use, but not as not as correctly as you could, not as well as you should be able to. And that's like, to me, with the best part when we have students come through and we keep talking to them about, we know you have a tight hip. I promise we know that. We know you have a tight back, tight shoulder, tight hip flexors. You have it all. You have all the tightness.
Right.
And so we're going to give you daily practice to work on it so that ideally the only reason you go see a PT or chiro is, like I said, for maintenance and prevention rather than to keep fixing a recurring problem. Because what do I do consistently is what my body shows up. Your knee keeps hurting when you're running. There's something going on with your run. It's not because you have a tight hip. You have a tight hip. That's just a fact. The knee hurts because something's going on with the movement. Same with, you know, guys, most of the ings, the walking, the swimming, the cycling, the weightlifting. I'm like, anytime there's injuries there or there's something wrong, let's first look at how's your position, your pose, and then let's work on that first. So I know I derailed, but that is why you have to do the daily practice. That's why you have to do the daily work. Yeah.
Okay. So wanted to put this in there, because if I go to a PT and that PT says I need to be doing this kind of work to strengthen my core or to do something, a lot of times, I have found that what they give me to do is the same thing you're giving me to do. So it really coincides very nicely, right? That's why PT is the only pose, right? The pose method is the only running method that physical therapists can do, right? Isn't that part of
it? Well, it's the only method credited for physical therapists. And the reason is because of the stress reduction, the impact reduction reduces impact by over 53%. And, you know, so you don't want your PT to be your running coach.
Right.
You want your PT, though, to understand the movement of running. This is why if I was a PT, I would take the online course to understand the concept and the movement pattern. Because, again, if I go to the chiro, I go to the PT, and I'm like, I run a lot, and this hurts, I'm telling you, it's just the way it goes. You're going to work on the area that hurts. Why wouldn't you? So imagine instead if they were like, all right, you're a runner, stand in your running pose. And then immediately, I'm telling you, they would be able to see all kinds of things. And they can see things anyway, but then it's so much easier to help you as the runner to be like, it's not because you're weak. So many people misunderstand, like the PT will say something like, your glutes aren't firing. And they mistake that for, oh, I'm weak. No, you're not. It's just that you're not patterning like you should. So we have to work on patterning so that when you stand here, when you are running and you pull your foot, all of the muscles are working as they should. and you're going to primarily use your hamstring muscle. Most people don't even know what muscle they're using while they run. So right. They'll tell me that their glutes aren't firing. And I'm like, do you even know what your glutes are doing while you run? You see what I mean? But when someone yeah. tells you that, you're like, help, my glutes aren't firing.
Right.
In fact, the PT said it to me. And I go, what are you talking about? I can back squat like 200 pounds. My glutes fire all the time. She's like, well, they're not responding as quickly as they should when your foot touches the ground. Because see, she did learn pose, the concept. So right. she understood that what was happening wasn't anything wrong other than, and you know, I could actually correct it myself, but she's like, it's nothing to do with strength. And that took me a long time to understand too. You know, I had someone just yesterday say to me, Valerie, I can't catch my ankle. Is it because my hamstrings are weak? Absolutely not. It's because you have, well, one, you've never done it, but also it's because it's your whole upper body needs to be lifted. And it's so fun for me, by the way, guys, like when you do get a diagnosis of any kind, like you go to the PT, you go to the chiro, and they tell you, I don't care what they tell you, tell me, tell us, and let me help you. Instead of just thinking, oh gosh, my glutes don't fire, or oh, I have a tight hip, or who cares, whatever it is that they tell you, we can work with that. Then I help you to see that it doesn't define you. Right.
Absolutely.
But if your hip is always hurting and you're like, I'm just like you, like I said, let's finish with just saying it. You want to have a great relationship and learn more about your body with a PT and chiro, but you should feel like I'm in control of my movement and I'm going for prevention and maintenance rather than I just keep getting the same hip pain or the same whatever you got.
Absolutely. So if you are interested in learning to work with Valerie, you can go to runrx.fit/join_runrxstrong, but you can go to our membership and or go to our website at runrx.fit. And if you look at the work with me, it will bring up what's called a landing page that gives multiple ways to work with us. And you just want to go to the membership tab, and that will give you all of the information you need to come into the membership, get a gait analysis, do some check-ins, get into that deep dive of the immersion, and work with Valerie and see where you can be in 30 days. It would really help you a ton. And if you stick around, that's great. But if all you can do is 30 days, that's not a problem. So we hope to see you in the membership, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.